It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
All right, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yo, guess what? The team is back in the house, y'all. And we are gathered here to have a conversation about something that's pissing us all off.
Period.
What's good? It's the 4Play Podcast brought to you by 96.9 Cool FM Kano. The goons in the building. Mm-hmm. The Black Genius is my name. What's cracking? Mr. Mega with a double G. Blue Magic, what up?
Hey, what's good? I'm out here ready to kill some sheep.
Over, they are dead. D-talky-talky.
Present. Last episode, Mega wasn't here. Scarlett told us exactly what Mega was doing, why he wasn't here.
Yeah.
Mr. Mega, you may have to go and listen to the previous episode.
Yeah.
To the end.
Yeah.
And find out what Scarlett, your beloved co-host, said you were doing. I'm not trying to start any trouble, am I?
A brother man cannot even go and leave in peace. He is blessed. Scarlett, what have you said about me that I did not approve?
Nothing bad.
I know
detox will always stir up trouble. So
I get it. And speaking about stirring up trouble, maybe we are trying to unstir that trouble today. But let's even start by asking, let me go around the house to find out where we're from before we get the conversation started. Reason why we're doing that is because we want to try to put an end to some myths that people have been carrying around.
Mm-hmm.
Some we gotta admit are actually facts, while others are just fiction. They're product of imagination for many years ago. So here we go. We're going to be going around the house and, of course, getting some of those myths, and hopefully we get to clear the air on some of them. What's the most annoying you've heard? Let's start with D-talky-talky.
Ah, thank you so much. Look at me minding my business like I always like to do, but my eyes on Big Brother, which is ongoing right now. And I hear Venita say something about Benue or Thieve men.
Whatever she said, it's true.
You know, it's not true. And she's not the first person to say this thing. I've been hearing it for a long time. I don't know who started this joke. Say, if you visit Thieve men or Benue men, they will give you their wives as entertainment. Take my wife.
You wouldn't mind?
I would mind if it were to be my wife. But, you know, I would like
so
to.
So you don't have any problem with sticking your stuff into another person's wife?
Stay away from somebody's wife. You go die young.
I don't understand.
You go die young.
That's not a myth, though. That's a fact. That die young.
So, I mean, she was having conversation, Venita, in the Big Brother house, and saying that's what she heard about Thieve or Benue men, and that's a big fat lie.
Okay, before you go about proving that,
yes,
is there a possibility that it may have come from something that happened? Maybe it was not well translated, and because that information has, you know, moved from one generation to the other, it's kind of like been altered. Because I have to be honest, I heard something like that.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, many people have said it before. I think though, where this may have started is, our Thieve people or Benue people, we're known to be very hospitable to visitors when you come around. So when I was growing up, if we had a visitor who'd come around and there was no space in the house, our parents would ask us to move to the living room and sleep there while the guest takes our bedroom.
Okay.
So this is just an example. Like, once you're a guest, you are given the best, you know, they'll serve you the best dishes. We can sacrifice our meat and say this person is a guest, let them have it.
But is that not like, you know, what everybody does?
Yeah, so I'm thinking, maybe is that where this is coming from? Like, oh yeah, these guys are treating guests so much, I think they could even give you their wives. And then somebody did not hear right and started saying they will give you their wife. No, we don't do that in Benue. Nobody. Wife. Oh. It's not like it's one girl that we are passing around. Wife.
We even be passing around a girl, sir.
I mean, there's some small people, some people who do that in certain secondary schools and universities. Blue Magic is giving the eye.
I didn't. Listen, it's crazy because for me, I think I can actually, if you give me your babe, I might hold on to that babe.
Yes.
But I'm not giving you back. That's the problem.
No, but a puff, puff, pass now.
I do not pass.
Oh, no. You can't reach your tongue. You won't hold on.
I do not pass. And that's why I don't like getting involved in, you know, such
so
kind of
that's thing. Where I think all of that started from. But it's a big fat lie. There's nobody in Benue, no thief man who is offering you their wives as a guest, as a form of hospitality or entertainment.
Room, no matter what.
You rest assured you'll be treated very nicely. Mm-hmm. And as a guest, you may even be treated better than the children in the house. That's a thing. That I can tell you, it happened so many times when we had guests.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been a guest in a Benue home to try to see if there's facts in what Detox is saying. Nah. I do know that they be giving food though.
You eat a lot,
oh,
man.
Pounded yam and all that stuff. Yo, they
some
be
people
good
save
that,
the yam until when they have a visitor, they'll pound it.
Oh
and
boy,
serve the,
no, if it's so, that one, you know, that no, kind I've of been, thing. Yes, yeah. I've been thrilled so many
so
times.
So Venita and the rest of the world, that's a big fat lie.
He wants.
Don't ever say that again.
All right, Detox, you still have some more to go. We'll still ask you, but let's go around first. Yeah, some more.
Benue, there was this Benue lady I friends. We didn't date.
That benefits.
You know, you
no benefits.
Explain the fact
I just met you. I just met you before some bad minds will start thinking things.
Yes,
no evidence. So, she. One thing I loved about her is every time I come around her house, she always has, you know, food to serve me. So that's it.
Go Benue, go Benue.
Yeah, repping.
Come for the gist.
You ready?
Right now. Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play podcast.
Let's do this.
Right, Blue Magic. Hey, what's cracking? What's that one annoying thing you've heard about your peeps? That
Igbo
like,
people like money.
That's
it is not true. It's not as if we like money more than other people. Come on now. I mean, how do you explain? Because I came to Canon, I was expecting that, you know, people here don't do business just like every other place, okay. Right? But it's just the same. It's just
not.
The only difference is, you know, they are more interested in their religion. You understand? The religion plays a huge role. But when you take out this religion, then I can tell you for a fact that it's still the same with every other person.
It's not though. Man is to be doing adly.
Yeah, that's good. Bro, are you okay? Are you normal? Are you normal?
Imagine, let me give you one example. In Kano here, if you want to go out there and get an item, if it's not 11 o'clock, you're on your own.
Exactly.
Everybody's cheating. Go to Igbo people in Kano are not waiting till 8 o'clock to open.
But it's just a religion thing.
No, it's not. Is it? They're not praying till 11. It's not. I don't think it's a religion thing. It's just the culture of the people. They are laid back. You can't compare the how they like money here and Igbo people. Like,
I feel like if they were to be if they had the different religion, like the Igbos do, I think things would be different.
Okay,
that's
what
I believe.
Let's not even call it religion per se. Let's just say it is their way of life. Maybe culture, maybe tradition a little bit. Now, the reason I wanted to ask you something, they will always say Igbo people are like go-getters. Would you agree to that? Because I feel like if I go get our money somewhere along the line, you are going to love money. Oh.
No, the thing
you
is...
You are going to love to hustle. Oh.
I feel like I've seen a few northerners who are also go-getters. And I don't see difference from an actual Igbo guy. I don't know if you get. I feel like it's just, you know, if you're ready to get out there and get something done, you understand, you're going to be different.
But why is this a problem, though? Why is this a problem? I don't know.
It just makes the average Igbo person sound desperate, sort of. Like, they'll do
anything for money. Like Kanayo kind of thing.
No, Kanayo, Kanayo is our... That's
Now you use your hand as an example.
No, for real.
The reason why I had to say it is because
Igbos are known to do money rituals, right? Yes, that's what one myth that I've heard people say to me. You understand? But it's not true. Do you understand? Mm. Most times you can see a lot of Yoruba people who actually do the same thing. We actually have a lot of native doctors that are Yoruba
tribe. Do you understand? On Facebook, begging people to come and do whatever they even make calls these days. They get to call you, and then they're like, you're a nice person. You gave me back my recharge card. All right, I want you to call me so time, so that we'll now make you rich and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you realize that these people, some of them are from, Yoruba native.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So I don't agree with that.
Okay, so are we also going to be agreeing that Igbo people are off the leash as regards loving money?
They lie. People love money. There's no evidence.
You were not very convincing.
All evidence is points to the point of people loving money.
No.
Okay, I don't think there's anything wrong with loving money, Shah.
Exactly what I'm
As long as you're
speak.
Not taking somebody's life or doing something criminal to get it, having that go-getter spirit, it shouldn't be it's not a bad thing.
Yes.
But I think we will agree and disagree with you, Blue Magic.
I would disagree
that Igbo people have their money on that check,
but,
man.
Yeah, but you have to give them kudos for always finding a way around things.
Yeah.
I remember when I went for my service here, I was posted to this remote village. They told me that it was going to be someone who doesn't speak Yoruba in that village. Is a lie. Bush like this. We went visiting, and then there was an entire school run by this Igbo man. And interestingly, this guy could speak Yoruba language like he was Yoruba.
Yeah.
But me seeing him, and he was passionate about where he was coming from. You know, he talks about it all the time. But then again, very enterprising and very, very promising. So yeah, I think I can't take that away. In as much as we are talking about the negatives, we have to be able to maybe sprinkle a little bit of positives. Maybe Benue people too will come and speak positives. It's still the 4Play Podcast, brought to you by 96.9 Cool FM. Kano, what's good? We're in the house still, in case you're trying to find out where you can catch all episodes, because we've been deep in the trenches, if you know what I'm talking about. Season 1, Season 2, all wrapped up. Go check up our website, www.coolfm.ng, to get all previous episodes and enjoy. And of course, we've got snippets that will be dropping on our social media handles at Cool FM Kano across board. I can't wait for Scarlett to tell us something. Scarlett, tell me your anything you say here is a lie. Any myth you try or disprove, let me just tell you ahead of time.
Let me talk my myth that I've heard about Akwa Ibom.
What?
I don't know what it is. Then you can tell me if it's true.
It has to be that one, man.
Ladies out of the hook. Just in case we get to that side.
Then where they learn walk, where the Scarlet day, and they tell you something.
With the top people, where Sabi, Scarlet,
innovators and imitators, difference day.
Yeah.
Scarlet, you are welcome. Thank you.
So,
no, you know what? Just reply to Detox quick. Because we know where we are.
Is it truth what we hear? They say if na knocking. If you enter that Akwa Ibom, you are stuck. You know one come out again. They will give it to you in a way they have never given
do
it
understand?
To you before.
If you did not have plans to build us there,
they will lock you down. This is not a lie, is
ladies
it?
And gentlemen of the podcast. So my name is Skyless with the double T. And I've been thrown under the bus for absolutely something I have no idea about. In fact, I feel like as if it's actually even worse, because it's not like just Akwa Ibom generally. It's very, very tailored down to where I come from. So they say Oron girls like
Scarlet's
knock.
Price just went up.
They say Oron girls like to knock, and they can knock well, also very hospitable. Now, if the hospitable part, that one is definitely a given. Because I've seen my mother do it. Me, I'm not hospitable, so I don't even know. Maybe I'm displaced. But my mother and my siblings, yes, they displaced.
You're not hospitable.
Very hospitable lady here.
What is she talking about? Or is it the blood? You're saying something else, Scarlett. What's that?
About the knack part, I have no idea what that is about.
No, wait. Is it the knacking you don't know about, or the fact that wrong girls are good in bed? Let me know the difference.
Both.
Just so you know.
Which one is just so you know? Just
we
so you know grief. Nothing.
We know grief.
No, you must grieve. The thing is, the same thing is just like a stereotype where people say that, this person or this tribe does this, does that. You might meet an Oron girl that knows how to knock. I'll probably knock your
out
head
of
off.
10 out of 10 Oron girls that you will meet, is it true that 7 will give you water water?
But the problem is, you guys are asking me this question like as if I knock girls. I don't knock girls.
But you have girls in
I don't
circle.
Know I don't know if they do.
Well, how does a guy that you knocked feel?
That's
a great question. That's a great question. So Scarlett, you
they don't to want to. They don't want to stop.
And this is where we stop. Do you understand? They want to keep going. This is what we said. They want to build house. They will never stop. I knew it was from somewhere. Scarlett, you mean you said all those things before? Only for us to get to this point finally. Imagine what we are saying.
See.
This is the same time we use now to just be asking questions. You said it here.
Don't want to stop.
Anyway, so that's not a myth.
It's a fact.
I heard that the guys and the ladies know how to cook.
I've been
to a restaurant run by, I don't know, it's very difficult to juxtapose though. Akwai bomb.
That's also something I need to clarify on this podcast.
What's the major difference? So that maybe when we see it, we'll kind of like pick them apart.
Number one, Akwai bomb is very, very clean. When you enter Akwai bomb, it's clean.
Cleaner than Calabar.
Are you joking? Are you joking?
At least the time I went.
On social media, everybody says Calabar is the cleanest place.
No, that was back then when Donald Duke was actually governor. Ever since Donald Duke's tenure actually finished, like, the place has been something else. But Akwai Ibom is very clean. Also, it is very evident if you went to primary or secondary school, you learned to stay in our capital. Abia Umoya Damawayola Akwai Ibom Uyo. Crash River, Calabar.
Well, you guys have a similar kind of cultural dance, right? Because you see Calabar and Cross River, it's like the same dance. They put that in and do their waist. Ekane boing, ekane boing, ekane boing.
We do not know the difference at all.
It's ekane boing.
Too much Afang and Ndika Kong will do the, even the food as well. So many parts of the culture
Let's
that
go to Edo State.
Hey!
We may have to... fly back from Edo
State.
Now broom we go use come
back. I want to ask Mega something. What they say that people that like Edo people are very, very, very spiritual.
Diabolical?
Like, yes, diabolical people. Like if you want like diabolism.
Yeah.
Go to Edo State. All the whole, I feel like Tom and Jerry, that
witchcraft.
Witch in Tom and Jerry, they got their idea from Edo State flying on broom.
Yeah.
Because like they are known for it. So like, what do you have to say for your people?
As expected, I would defend my people. Edo stand up. Look, I don't know where they got that information from. Matter of fact, even if you deal with statistics, we are still not even in the top 3. When you look at
Wait,
it critically. Yes. The Edo people are very enterprising in the sense that, yeah, if you check today, you realize that it is still Edo people who are amongst the very first to find a way to leave Nigeria. That means we are always in search of, you know, greener pasture. We are always in search of education. So how in the world would you want to mix that with, you know, certain, you know, diabolical things? It's a myth that needs to die right now. Matter of fact, there are so many areas, so many parts of Nigeria where witchcraft is being practiced. But I don't know why they just centered it down to Edo State. So
every time I see a video on social media, we go to social media again. There's a woman hanging on a roof. They say she fly for night, she don't hang. But somewhere inside a door.
I'm not taking that away from the fact that a couple things happen, like I said, but it is not us. Yeah. And matter of fact, that flying something might not necessarily be witchcraft per se.
What is it?
It's just movement. You know, look, there's a need to move to a point to another point.
But what if,
you know what I mean?
What if we can say that this whole witchcraft sea is a kind of a science, right? Would you now say that Edo State's the first people to actually research on this to learn more on that science?
Well, I will not call it science. I'm sorry, I wish I could, but I will not. This is not science for development, though. This is science for something else.
Maybe they used to develop some things, and then people are focusing on the wrong one, the bad part of it.
If I mean, to be real, they don't use it to witchcraft anywhere, especially in those days, they use it to fire. Yes, you collect. Even if you travel abroad, they'll fling it for me and it will catch you. And it's not just Edo State. I'm just using it as an example because that's where I'm from. Yeah, we all do it though. But somehow you guys have said, look, we have to be the ones to carry the crown. And I think we've been able to find a humorous approach to it. So you guys tell us, we just, look for something to laugh about and then boom.
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
Actually says witchcraft is a bad thing. I don't think witchcraft is a bad thing. I feel like witchcraft is something that every society should have. Like, I don't
in
know.
In moderation, though.
Like,
in moderation.
It's cute. Wow. What's cute? People, like,
what's, let me ask you, what's cute? What's no, okay,
but,
yes,
I'm hearing somebody say
it's cute. It's cute. Witchcraft. You dated an Edo guy before.
No. Uh-huh. The only problem that I have with like the witchcraft in Nigeria is just that like most of what I've seen and I've heard they don't do like pedicure, they don't do manicure, they don't cut their nails are so long, their hair looks stretchy.
That is where we need to hold Nollywood's neck.
Just imagine
because Nollywood
that
painted that picture of witches. And you see ghosts wearing white with white robe. Meanwhile, we don't know what ghost looks like, but that's what they use that portraying. Something like that. Another thing I want to say, please. It is not all Edo people are not from Benin.
Really?
I beg.
I thought Edo, everything are Benin.
No. Okay? Because you people, they successfully marginalized the minority. Edo is most likely going to be the most multifaceted when
how
it comes to
local
languages, local governments. I can't even tell you right now, but I know that the languages are much dialects. In my local government alone, Owan West local government, you could be speaking with a brother who is from a village just next to you. You could understand, you would be able to understand what that person is saying, but then again, you find it hard to speak. You understand what they're saying, but you can't speak. So that's how diverse it is. So I'm like, yeah, if you have so many ethnic groups, so many languages, so many cultures, why in the world would you say Edo Benin?
I think I need to make that disclaimer to, people who say everybody from Ebonyi State is from Abakaliki. It is wrong because people from Ohosara don't actually understand the language of people in Abakaliki. It will surprise you.
Yeah.
It's very like Eza people, right? Their language is so twisted, it's almost like it's not Igbo.
Yeah.
But somehow it is.
Another question. Edo people.
Local government in
Edo State. Thank you very much, Detox. Another thing, they say our girls are promiscuous.
Yeah, that one did.
Wait.
I mean, how? Edo, Italy,
Yes,
Italy.
They say if you go to me, they go give you for hand like this. Like girls, they give you for hand. Like.
You see what I talk that I say, but Bini is different. You will not hear now, Bini. If they're giving you Bini, they will not give you another place. So, Esaka will not give you. Why will we not?
Okay. How many local government did you say is in Edo?
18, you said.
Oh yo, so we are actually passing you guys. How many local governments?
By local government.
Yes, please. How many local governments?
I'm gonna forget
are
to. Education wise, Kano is lead. Kano is nowhere to be found. But
no, I'm not talking about Kano. Oh Jesus.
It's shocking.
Wow.
It's shocking.
Well, we have 31 local government areas in Akwa Ibom State.
Okay.
How now?
Yeah, actually. And the funny thing is, like, Oron, Ibibio, Anang, Abi? Right? Anang, Oron, Ibibio. I think Efik is mostly spoken Calabar. Crossover. That's where you hear people really speak Efik that much. And then Akwa Ibom, Ibibio, and Oron are somewhat different. So I could be speaking Oron and an Ibibio person does not understand what I'm saying most times. Yeah. Right? And they kind of sound similar. For example, everybody's going to speak their language. You have to learn one thing. Let's say,
what do you want
how
to
are
learn?
You? In Ibibio is Abadie.
Abadie.
I've heard that before.
Abadie. Then in Oron is Ilevo.
Wow. But that's a different state.
Sounds
like a
sounds
different
French.
Or Sonurgi. Or Senergi.
It's not even close. Doesn't even sound close.
I confused tire. The same states?
Yes.
The same local government, probably.
No, no, okay. No. Yeah, no.
But we have that. We have that in Benue too. Thief people say, "Hey, Nina." Like, how are you? How are you doing?
Mm.
There's another tribe, Idoma, who say Abole. It doesn't even sound like Thief. There's Igede. I'm not sure how he said in Igede. There's Etulo. There's a couple tribes. There are a couple of tribes.
I like that one. Which local government is that? It's Abobi.
No, that's the response to Obobino or something like that. That's Idoma. It's like, nah, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm alright.
Now, don't say this kind of like almost close. If you say like in my local government, Owan West local government, so I'll get that alright. You say Vai.
That's how are you?
Vai, come.
Hey, oh, that's my language.
It's still the same.
That's how they say come in Vai.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey. We say Vai.
So your own is Vai.
They feed us now.
Do you know how long the Edo Kingdom has lasted for? We brought civilization to Nigeria. Give us credit. What are you talking about? And then there's another tribe that will say Vai. So it's like little, you could hear what they're saying, but then when it's time for you to speak, it becomes extra
you
difficult.
Can say Vai. So Vahe.
Uh-huh.
Hair is come here.
Okay.
Is come.
That one is something. It sounds like something your father will say when he's angry. Vahe mola.
You know you are getting slaps right
now. Give me the mola, please. Come with the mola. I think I understand a lot of languages. Just like,
yeah. You know. So what about the Igbo people? Is there something that we need to know? Interrelating.
To be honest, it will surprise you that some places in Enugu don't speak the actual Igbo that you understand. It's very different. I may not be able to speak them very well.
Okay.
But Nsukka people, their language is very different from what you will hear in the central Enugu. The same goes for what's this place again? What's this local government? It's off. I grew up in Enugu, so I know some local government areas in Enugu. But what I'm trying to say is they are different. Their language is different. That's just Enugu.
Okay.
Before we move down to... And then again, I remember Ikwerre language is actually River State, no, right?
Yeah, from
it's
from
very close. I can understand what they're saying. And that's why we have places like Rumola, Rumokoro.
Mm.
It's actually Umuola, Umokoro. If you translate it to the actual Igbo. Okay. If you take off the R, it's actually children of Okoro, children of Ola. That's actually what it means.
Okay.
I don't know if you get. So I feel like people, Ikwerre people, they also speak very close to Igbo. Almost Igbo.
Nice. I mean, I would want to believe that's courtesy of people moving in that direction. People from the east moving towards the south, or
not
the other way around.
They actually are there. It's because just that I think it's the political divide that, you know, divided the Igbos from the River State. That's what I think. I think it's more of the political divide, you know, disagreement.
It's almost same with Bendel, for example.
Yeah.
Edo State and Delta State, something similar, but both of them just saying, you know what, we kind of like are unique in our own way, you know, something close to the Igbos. So
true.
That's it. Back then we used to have Bendel Igbo.
True.
Yeah,
true,
true. Before it was, you know, that split just happened. Anyways, in case you don't belong to any of these ethnic groups that we've talked about today, we have to apologize, Navi. I say we are sorry.
Hopefully you learned something.
Yeah, we wish we could have, you know, all the tribes and everybody just be here and talk about some of the negative stereotypes about theirs. But then again, that's the beauty of the comment section, yeah? Whenever you see this podcast, make sure that you're interacting with us. Make use of the comment section and tell us some of those negative stereotypes about your tribe that you wish will just disappear. Ooh. What an episode we've had thus far. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Big ups to the gang for turning up for yet another episode of the 4Play Podcast. We'll catch you very soon. Peace.
What is Baba in our local language?
Oh my God.
I nearly said it in Chinese.
Oh yeah. Are you from China? Come on, do this thing.
Chinese, Chien, we accept to share.
Entiv Lunen Dido.
Translate it though. That could not be bye-bye. We'll see you again.
You guys will remain well.
Oh.
Until we see again.
Okay.
Oh yeah, mega.
Makpareo.
Makpareo. Interesting. Oh yeah.
Oh me? Okay. So the kwanwo. Let it be.
Okay.
If yours is not sexy, you are not good to
bye bye.
It was that what you said.
If it's a guy, I'm just saying quite a
bimbo. Bing bong. Anything bong.
Oh, yeah. It's
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.